Yesterday was Narasimha Jayanti. It's a lord with a lion face and human body. There is one in Rigveda, there is one Sukta called as Manyu Sukta. Manyu Sukta, it is extolling the Narasimha Rupa. In one of the mantras, it's there, concluding mantra. Bhyam dadana hrudayesho shatrava parajita so apani layantam. Our heart, the fret with fear, our every step of our life, we are leading a fearful life. Fear of losing our job, fear of losing our family members, fear of losing the property, fear of disease, fear of death. Every step is fraught with fear. To overcome this fear, we go for various investments, various protection, various security. It's all external. This mantra, it says, the fear is born in the heart through various negative energies. We extrapolate the many enemies outside. We think many people are against us because it says all these have the origin in the heart. From the heart, various negative energies creating the fear. May these negative energies born in the heart get defeated, get drowned deep within the ocean of heart by the Lord's grace. The Lord's grace, the heart in the Narayana Upanishad also talks about heart. It's a dark place. The darkness indicates the fear. Darkness indicates the ignorance. We are scared to walk in the dark. We need a torch in hand. The darkness symbolizes the fear. Darkness symbolizes the ignorance. Neelato yadamadhyastha vidhyul lekeva bhaswara. The dark, neela, neela means dark, darkness within the heart. May the darkness within the heart get dispelled with the light within. May we seek that light. The light, vidhyul lekeva bhaswara, like a lightning. In the lightning, the streak of lightning, it dispels the darkness. Heaviest of the darkness is removed by the streak of that lightning. It says, that Upanishad says, may the darkness in my heart be dispelled for once for all. May I have that vision of that light. Like external, in the rainy day, cloudy day, first we hear the lightning, and after few seconds we see the lightning, after few seconds we hear the thunder. So is the Upanishad says, that when you see the light first here within, that means the dawn has awakened in your life. Once you have seen that light, always you'll be hearing the sound within, the Omkara sound within. Incessantly one can hear. In Srimad Bhagavatam says, one who can hear that sound, anahata sound, inner sound, the fortunate one, those who can hear that one, for those people, the scriptures opens up. The inner meaning of the scriptures opens up before them. The yoga in the pranayama, that ultimate purpose of yoga in the Bhagavatam also says, you have to see that light within. Once you have seen that light, your life changes. the dimension of your life changes. The glow in the face increases. Eyes starts, there is a brilliance in your eyes. The voice gets toned. Those who have seen that one, that person need not have to achieve anything. Everything that person is achieved. That light, once that person sees, after that, continuously that person can hear the inner sound. Om, 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 Om. That sound, that nada, anhata nada, one can hear continuously. And for that Narasimha mantra, that obstacle to that one is the fear. The first quality of a devotee is required is abhaya, abhaya. Be fearless, be fearless, be fearless. Trust the all-pervading principle. When you trust him completely, you become fearless. If you don't trust him, the ultimate, you trust only the external security people. You may have two category security, Z category security, but still I'm leading a insecure life filled with fear. Trust him completely. You become fearless. That's the purpose of sadhana. Left hand on your chest,